काली महालक्ष्मी महासरस्वती देव्यो नमः श्री गुरुदेवाय नमः। Tonight is the first night of this sacred observance of Navaratri. Astrologically, these are very auspicious days. The new moon was yesterday. From today on, the light of the moon will keep increasing. Seasons are merging. So at this time of union, the light of the moon is increasing. New buds are coming on the trees that have been sitting dormant. Some flowers are just blossoming in their fullness. So there is so much energy all around us. At this time, when we engage in devotion, so it's just like riding the wave. Wave is already there, we just ride it. Now, why to ride the wave? We spend so much time engaging in the world, doing mundane things, taking care of day-to-day stuff. How often do we get to spend a little time totally focused on devotion, contemplation, acknowledgement of that Supreme Presence that's beyond any name, any form, any gender, any religion, any dogma? All we know that it does exist. Something higher than us does exist. How grateful we are that we find ourselves expressing the gratitude for all the blessings in life. From the moment we were born, we came empty-handed, totally trusting that whatever we need, it will be provided, and it has been provided so far. In one form or another, that Supreme Presence has appeared before us and provided us whatever we have needed. That Presence, Supreme Presence, called by so many names all over the world, in different languages, God, Supreme, Absolute, you name it, all kinds of names people have given to the same Presence. We give the name of Ma. Doesn't matter, you can give any name. If we have to give a name, the most familiar name is Ma, one who has given birth to us, who has nurtured us, who is the first friend. And not only on the earthly level, whatever nurtures us is called Ma. The nurturing. The name of the nurturing is Ma. Name of unconditional love is Ma. and it can come to us from any source. It is that presence flowing towards us through that source in that form. The day we begin to see that way, that whatever is coming towards us, whatever we are partaking in, whatever we are taking, it's all divine, it's all divine grace. Particularly in India, people engage in Navratri observance for a very particular purpose, and that is to receive the grace of Divine Mother for good health, well-being, prosperity, and wisdom. They know that if we participate, if we call upon Ma during Navaratri with any prayers, that prayer is heard. Together with my loved ones, we live in good health, in abundance, and in wisdom. In our ashrams, we call upon that mother with her three aspects. First, Mahakali. The first 3 days, we evoke that presence in a very particular way, in the form of Mahakali. Mahakali is the remover of darkness, remover of fear, remover of doubt. Mahakali is transcendence. Mahakali takes us beyond our limitations. This is why first 3 days we call upon the mother, that, oh mother, please bless us, help us to go beyond our own self-created limitations. We limit ourselves. The truth is we are boundless. We are connected with that divinity. We are a part of that divine. If we are a part of it, how can we feel so small? It is our doubt, it is our fear that keeps us in the cage of our own limitations. So during Navaratri, we pray upon the Mother to bless us to be free from that cage that we create with our own mind. Main theme during Navaratri observance is determination, like sankalp we do, that we make a promise to ourselves that I will do certain number of jap every day. That's a determination. You keep the promise that you have made. To connect with that shakti, that energy that helps us transcendence, to transcend, requires firm determination. We make a promise and then we break it. We say something, this I will do, but next day, because of some other reason, I find myself not doing it. This kind of attitude towards us, with ourself, does not help our transcendence. whatever change we want to bring, we can bring, provided we keep the word that we have given to ourselves. We keep the promise we have made to ourselves. Even at the cost of a little discomfort. Usually we are driven by comfort. But the whole observance of Navaratri is really, the focus is not on the comfort. The focus is on something higher. Because we know if we are just always constantly running towards what's comfortable, our mind gets distracted from that higher. So during Navaratri, if your mind, habitual mind, comes and says, oh, it's uncomfortable, I cannot do it, it's very hard, look at that. It's just the indisciplined mind suggesting those, so you could just stay in your cage of comfort, self. The comfort zone. We try to go beyond our comfort zone during Navaratri. So relish that. As you are going beyond your comfort zone, you are liberating lots of trapped energy. And that energy can be breathed into your heart and transformed into sweetness, into devotion. That all that energy of irritation can be transformed into the energy of sweetness. Because the energy, the Shakti, is none other than the Divine Mother herself. So whenever that unsettledness, irritation, little uncomfortable feeling comes, take that also to be the form of Mother and bow before, put your forehead to the earth and just say, oh Mother, I offer this flower to you. So it's a very sweet observance if we enter in it with the right attitude. And the one and only attitude is devotion. So whatever may arise during this, consider that to be a flower and just bring it and offer it at Ma's feet. Don't try to solve it. Don't try to react to it. If it's uncomfortable, just bow before the Mother. She's everywhere. As long as your forehead touches the ground, you'll find that it makes a difference. If you have noticed, the Mahakali, she is worshipped with red flowers. Red is her color. Red enhances devotion. Red also brings out the passion. It also increases warmth of the heart. So in the beginning of Navaratri, we call upon Mahakali and we offer her red flowers. We meditate upon that red glow in our heart in the night. Just close your eyes and just thinking of your heart, imagine there is a red glow in your heart region. Take that to be the presence of Ma. May that warm light free you from any ailment, May that warm red light make you healthy and passionate about whatever you are doing, your life, your engagement in the world. There is no dullness, there is no hesitation. It's very focused, passionate engagement. Tonight, as you go to bed, just bring your attention to the heart lotus, and if you can figure out, if there is an image, maybe Mother is sitting on that lotus, granting you be fearless, and granting you boon with the other hand. If no image comes, just the glow in your heart, and take that to be her presence, and receive blessings. How do you receive blessings? Through your imaginations. Just open yourself up, just like a flower opens, just open your whole body mentally, and imagine you are being surrounded by that glow. Your body is becoming free of any disease, and it's coming into vitality. Mother's blessing. I bow to the Mother with all my limbs in all different directions, and thank you all for your presence. Please stay in the sweetness of your heart. Minimize your engagement in the world. Today is the first day, and day by day this will keep increasing, and pay attention to whatever is happening within you. Offer it all at the feet of Ma. Thank you all. Om Har Har Mahadev Namah Parvati Pate Har Har.